In this parak, we're going to learn about the mitzvah of kisui hadam. The pasuk says, "V'ish ish mibnei Yisrael leminager hagar b'saicham, asher yotzed tzayit chaya ayif asher yayachet." In other words, a chaya or an ayif that is kosher liachila. Note, not a behema, just a chaya and ayif. V'shafach hadam, and he spills his blood. It means that he shechted it. You have to cover it with offer, v'chiso ba'offer. The Torah commands us, when we shecht a chaya or an oif, from a mean tar, you have to cover the dam hashchita. Zok the Heilige Mishnah, Perik Vav, Mishnah Aleph, kisui hadam, this mitzvah, to cover the blood, noheg ba'aretz u'b'chutz la'aretz. Noheg ba'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, u'b'chutz la'aretz as well as chutz la'aretz. So again, same thing we discussed at the beginning of Perik Oisev Yes Benoi. Why not? Only things that grow from the ground. Choyvas karka is limited to Eretz Yisrael. Like Shemitah, Trumas, Maisras. Why would I even think that the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam is only in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz? Zokta bat Tanura, look, the Tan is going to have to tell us a Chiddush. This is only by Chulin and not by Hegdash. Now, in these prakim over here, basically until the end of the Masechta, we're discussing different mitzvahs. Oisev es benoi, kisui adam, gid hanosha, reishis hagez, roya lechayim hakeva, shiluach hakan. And by each one, the chiddush is something else. Whether Eretz Yisrael, chutz la'aretz, yes, beis hamikdash, no beis hamikdash, chulin, or no hegdish. So to be uniform, we list what the halach is in regard to all these things by every beginning of a perik that we're discussing something new. To be uniform and consistent, we're letting you know what the halacha is. Minagei Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz, Beis HaMikdash, No Beis HaMikdash, Chul and Hegdish, and so on. So again, Kisui Hadam is both Be'aretz in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, as well as outside of Eretz Yisrael. Bifnei Abayis, it's when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Mashaloi Bifnei Abayis, and even during the time that the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. Now here's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is Bechulin, that is negaya to balechayim that are chulin. Chulin again means animals that are not karbonais. Same as the word choil, which means weekday. Avaloi b'mikdashin. By balechayim of hegdish, whether kachay mizbeach that are fit to go up on the mizbeach, or even kachay bedek habayis, which is an animal that I donated its value to hegdish, but it itself is not a karbin, there is no chiyuv, there is no mitzvah of kisui hadam. So where would it be negaya to? So, what type of hegdish are you talking about when you're saying there's no kisui hadam? Can't be a behema. A behema never has kisui hadam. Can't be a chaya because we're not makra v'chaya in the mizbeach. So it must be an oif, either a chatas oif or an oilas oif. Another possibility is kedushas damim. Kedushas damim means where I set aside a behemoth that's not royal mizbeach, and I say its value belongs to Hegdish, and I'm supposed to redeem it. But if I don't redeem it, let's say it was over and I shechted it, there's no kisui hadam. That's how the Batnur explains it. Vaita says the Mishnah of a noheg. It is noheg, meaning it is applied only b'chaya u'ba'oif, not to a behemoth. M'shech t'kal, there is no mitzvah of kisui hadam. Some say because normally the blood goes up in the mizbeach, had it been hegdish, so therefore there's no mitzvah of kisui hadam, even in regard to chulin. There are other reasons that are brought down pi Kabbalah, that the mefarshim bring why it's only a chaya or a oif, but that's the halacha. Bimizumin, it's nogeya, birds that are raised in a private home, or in an area where you raise birds, in other words, not wild birds, they're prepared to be used by people, it's also negayah to chayas or oifes that are in the wild. And you have to capture them. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me this? Because again, we'll see later by Shiluach HaKan, there could be a difference. So now we're saying straight, here are all the halachis. Whether it's a chiddush in regard to this particular mitzvah or not, I'm letting you know what the halach is. V'noeg b'kvi, it's noeg by a kvi. That's a type of balei chayim. And we're not sure if it's a behem or a chayim. And they shu safik, so it could be it's a chayim. If it's a chayim, you have to cover its blood as a safik. But you have to remember, though, that he wouldn't make a bracha, because we're not 100% sure that there's a chayim. But the Mishnah doesn't discuss the bracha. The Mishnah discusses a different shayla, because it's only a safik. Because we're not sure whether you really have to do kisi adam, because we're not 100% sure that it's a chaya, zakta mishnah, ve'ein shechtin oisei b'yamtiv. You don't shecht it on yamtiv. We won't shecht the kvi on yamtiv, because the blood is going to require kisi adam, and we're not 100% sure that it's a chaya that needs kisi adam. If we were sure it needs kisi adam, so we can be mechal yamtiv to do kisi adam, but we're soon going to see why you may have to be mechal yam to do the kisi adam. You may have to dig up the earth or whatever it is. We'll learn later exactly how that's done. But look, tzarich ha'echol nefesh is mutar on yamtiv. If you have to do it, do it. If you know for sure that you have to do it. On the suffix, we can't. Because maybe there's no chiv kisi adam, so I can't let you do it on yamtiv. So that's the reason we don't shecht it on yamtiv. Lechatchil. But, v'im shechtiv, if someone did shecht the kvi on yamtiv, so we don't do kisi adam, even if there's no chil yamtiv. Let's say he prepared the offer beforehand. But if someone sees you covering the dam of the kvi on yamtiv, he's going to think, oh, for sure it's a chaya. Okay, and he's going to make a mistake and think it's a chaya. Could something terrible come out? And the answer is yes. Let me ask you something. Besides for kisi adam, can you tell me another nafkamina in halacha between a behema and a chaya? The nafkamina would be in regard to the eating of certain forbidden fats. The chaylev of a chaya is mutter biachila. The chaylev of a behema is a very serious iser. Certain fats in the behema. That's why mitan has a good hashgacha. They have to remove the fats that are aser. But if I'm going to see someone shecht a kvi an yamtev, and he's going to do kisi adam. The reason he's doing kisi adam is because he prepared everything beforehand to make sure he doesn't need any shovel, doesn't have to dig up any earth, that there's no chil yamtiv. But someone's not going to chap. He's going to say, ah, oh, must be that a kvi is for sure a chaya. That's mechuyev in kisi adam, and therefore he's going to eat the chaylev. And it could be that it's a behema, and it'll be a terrible issa to eat the chaylev. Okay, chazing over our mission over here, Perik Vav Mishnah Aleph, there's a mitzvah to cover up the blood after shechita of a chaya and a oif. This is in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz, whether there is a Beis HaMikdash standing or not. It's by chulin, not by hegdish, not by kachem mizbeach, which would be negeya to a chatas oif or an oilas oif. It would also be negeya to kedushas damim, even if someone was magdish a behemah for its value, not that it should go up on the mizbeach. He's not supposed to shecht it, but if he does, there is no kisui hadam. Furthermore, there's chaya and oif that we do kisui hadam on. It makes no difference if it's a domesticated animal or it had to be caught. It's a wild animal. A kvi is an animal that's a suffik chaya, suffik behemah. We're not sure what it is, so we do kisui hadam just in case. But we don't shecht it on yamtiv, because you'll have to take a shovel and start digging up the earth. That would be chil yamtiv. If we knew for sure there's a chi of kisi adam, no problem. Tzarech lechol nefesh is mutter on yamtiv. But because it's only a suffik, we don't want you to shecht it on yamtiv, because he won't let you do kisi adam, not knowing for sure there's a mitzvah of kisi adam. If someone did shecht on yamtiv, a kvi, he should not do kisi adam. Even if he doesn't have to do chil yamtiv. Even if he doesn't have to dig anything up. He has it all prepared. Someone may say, oh, if he's doing kisi adam and yamtiv, so for sure it has a din of a chaya. And if it has for sure a din of a chaya, he's going to come to eat its chaylev, which is mutter by a chaya.